Now, Motorsport Ireland have confirmed that Ireland is no longer being considered to host a round of FIA World Rally Championships in 2025. Limerick Racecourse, along with venues in Waterford and Kerry, had been slated to host World Rally events from next year onwards. And we're delighted to be joined by Fianna Fáil councillor Alan O'Callaghan, who joins us now on the line. Alan, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, men. Good to talk to you. And to the nice, I suppose, bright and sunny morning over East Clare for a change.
Isn't it just? Alan, we'd normally associate you with politics and the council and all that, and we'd have spoken to you here beforehand. But you have another passion in life.
Yes. I suppose I do a bit of motor racing. I'm involved in Clare Motor Club there for the last 30 years now. Both, competing wise and organization, marshalling and stuff like that.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
And we had actually there the Scariff vehicle road there last year. We were hoping to run a hill climb there, a two-day event hill climb last year over that side of the county, but unfortunately it didn't happen for us, you know. But
yeah,
I suppose just to give you a small bit of background first on where this is at, or what has actually happened here. I suppose Motorsport Ireland, they're the governing body of motorsport all over Ireland for all kinds of events. We'll say you have forestry, you have road rallies, you have sprints, you have hill climbs, you have all that kind of thing.
Quarrying and all that, yeah, quarries.
All that kind of stuff, yeah, mm-hmm. Quarries, loose stuff in fields and things like stuff like that. But I suppose they got onto the promoters of the WRC there, say, going back in 2023, and they looked for Ireland to host the World Rally Championship for 25, 6 and 7. So I suppose that has been ongoing there for the last year and a half or so. Limerick was being proposed as the service, which was going to be a huge benefit to County Clare, because Limerick were actually hosting the service area, but some of the stages were kind of earmarked for Clare, because it runs kind of from a Thursday to a Sunday, if it did go ahead, you know. So it was going to be a huge benefit to Clare and the surrounding Midwest area. Like, I suppose at the end of the day, it's where the stages are, it's to where the people go to. So people need to stay, they need to eat, they be car hired. Like, they put figures of maybe 250,000 people coming to...
Really?
Yeah. If you go to any of the European rounds of the World Rally Championship, any of these, like, you're talking about a quarter of a million plus spectators
and
the whole event for the week. And I suppose rallying in Ireland is big, but I suppose it's still a very small enough tight community, so you'll have a huge influx of people into the country, and it's like a festival, I suppose. There, it kind of nearly runs for maybe 10 days before, or during, and after. So it's probably 2 weeks, because the teams have to come over, they set up, they have all their systems in place. They do they have stages where they test cars and all that kind of stuff, you know. So it was going to be a big. The following year, it was earmarked for either Kerry or Waterford. And I felt like that. I always felt that if Limerick got the first year and used Clare as a stage, it would be very accessible to Kerry as well, because you could cross in Fines, you could cross, we'd say, from Fines into Kilmore, and we'd say you could rally parts of Clare as well. So I think Clare was going to benefit massively for the 3 years.
And even, Alan, just in relation to, as you said, you know, it'd be great publicity. Even the TV audiences watching across the world, you know, it says here that in 2022, TV audience were of 841 million and a combined social media following of 6.87 million. So again, huge for promoting tourism.
Absolutely. And talking, I actually met them. I met the promoters the day we went to Limerick. Now, in fairness, the day we met in Limerick, I have to compliment the Clare, a huge Clare delegation went down to that day. We had all our county council members. I got behind all our lads. Our current mayor of Clare, Joe Cooney, was there. Tony O'Brien was there. You know, so our director of services was there. The chairperson of tourism, Clare, was there. Our Oireachtas members were there. So we actually pushed to get a big delegation. It was nearly more of a delegation from Clare, in fairness, than there was from Limerick, because I could see the benefits of this on a global scale. And talking to the promoters What they want is they want to see cars passing with a lovely backdrop.
Yes, yes, you know? Yes. Mm. Yes.
Like the wild, like I remember when I joined the council first being a greenhorn. I remember my first, one of my first motions I ever put in was to attract the Top Gear over here to the this county's the time to drive
Jeremy
the Wild
Clarkson.
Atlantic Way. Yeah. Do you know, if you remember Top Gear when in his heyday, it was a fantastic program. Viewers, millions and millions yes. of viewers, and they used the they used the most fantastic of backdrops and sceneries and areas. And this is and I felt my kind of wish has kind of was hoping was come to fruition with the WRC coming, like using all the west coast of Clare, parts of East Clare. Do you know, it was going to be a massive platform for us to promote County Clare and what we have here to offer. But
what happened?
I suppose there was like they were saying for the 3 years they had kind of a feasibility study.
Yeah.
But this was worth 350 million to the economy.
Wow. Oh, Ireland.
For the 3 years it was going to go from 25, 6 and 7. So the approach to government, the met with Minister Byrne, I think Thomas Byrne, and yeah. they asked him for a fight. Could he contribute 5 million a year through the government purse for the 3 years? They needed financial backing in order to bring this, because yeah. that's what was required. And I suppose they were led up a garden path with that at the time. It was toing and froing, and unfortunately, there was when the 11th hour came there last week, he came back and said they weren't in a position and they were looking for more information. And I think now I understand from the government side, the government don't go around with a checkbook all the time, and everyone that's looking for money just writes a check and stuff like that. But the communication and the way the liaise with Motorsport Ireland was substandard, it was very, very poor.
And just to give you an example, sorry, Alan, just to give you an example, you mentioned about the lack of communication. I remember hearing you on the radio there last week, and you said, it was pointed out that there was no word from the department for at least 200 days. And when the department did get in contact, they said they needed at least 6 months to undertake further independent economic assessments and analysis. That was shocking.
That was absolutely shocking. No, and I think I'm involved in rallying like for a long, long time, and I can see the benefit of if there's only just a hill climb between on the vehicle Scariff Road for 2 days. You can see the benefit to that, because people have to come. There could be 60 or 70 people of people participating. They could have a service crew or whatever. They come from all over the country. They come. They stay for the night or two. They're eating the pubs and restaurants, they'll go to Peppers, they'll go to wherever they need to go, have their BTs, and it's a huge boost to the area. Like, so that's only a very, very, very small thing. Like, we run a national rally. Like, Clare always is a mess of tourism, and we kind of promote our tourism as much as we can, and we always kind of model ourselves on Kerry. And if we look at Kerry, like, there's 4 rallies every year in Kerry. There's 2 national and 2 and 2 international rallies. And they have no bother closing Miles Gap of a May bank holiday weekend. They have no bother shut it down for the rally. Because why? They can see the benefit from a national or an international rally coming to Kerry. Here we are with the potential of a WRC, which is a massive global world rally championship coming to Clare. And I think we have lost out major. And it's a major, major disappointment. I don't know. I spoke to our Oireachtas members. I said, Les, will you try and push this? Come up. Now, again, as I say, the government can't go around with a blank cheque and say, okay, because like we met with Minister Eamon Ryan last week, and we need 13 million to get our roads in Clare and on back to standard. Mm-hmm. Do you know, like the farming community, they're at crisis at the minute with fodder and stuff like that. They need support. Like every part of this needs support, but I think they should have come up with some way of maybe helping them out in some way, or kept the communication weekly, like as you say, going 200 days without a government, without the department or anyone, or returning emails or anything like that. You wonder, what's this department doing? Like, you know, here is a, like, and Motorsport Ireland, like, there's a few lads, there's a couple of lads being paid in the office in Motorsport Ireland, but the thousands of other people across the country are volunteers, like.
Yeah.
All the rallying organisation is volunteers, like.
Mm.
If you go to a rally, like, if I ran a stage in East Clare in the morning, it could be, whatever, it's 10 or 12 kilometres or 15 kilometres long, there could be 150 people, volunteers, on that stage alone, just marshalling the whole stage or whatever. That's not including people back in the office and the organisation and the ambulance crews, and there's a safety plan, and there's all kinds of plethora of other things goes on to run it. But anyway, I think it's a lost opportunity.
Yes,
our government has let us down here big time in this now. Like, I know, like, we say, well, 5 million is a lot of money, but 5 million is nothing when you think about generate maybe a possibility of 350 million to our economy.
Okay.
That is my major issue.
Yes.
Okay, well, Alan, I mean, no doubt it'll be topical well into the next couple of weeks and months for sure. Thanks very much, Alan, for joining us on the programme. We appreciate it.
We're just hoping, Les, that 25 is gone now, so hopefully 26 and 7, maybe 28, that they can come back and revisit this. But our Oireachtas members need to set up here. And Les, thanks for the chat and thanks for having me.
No problem. That was Alan O'Callaghan, Fianna Fáil councillor, joining us there for a chat.